Good morning. It's Sunday morning, and God bless you. Thank you for joining us. You're here at the Holy Ghost Calling webpage, where there's over 350, maybe 375 messages. We hope you look at the titles, and there's probably a title there that's something that you're hungry to know about. Brother Freedom is here. Father, we just thank you. Thank you for those of us who've gathered here in the living room. Thank you for the wonderful touch, the move, the control of the Holy Ghost. Lord, that's what this ministry is all about, is your wonderful Holy Spirit, your Holy Ghost. We're so thankful that you didn't leave us comfortless. You left your wonderful Spirit. Touch us today and touch the listeners. In Jesus' name we pray, and thank you for anointing Brother Freedom and speaking through him. Amen and amen and amen. Micah has some scripture to read.
This is 2 Peter chapter 1, the first 10 verses. Simon Peter, a servant and apostle of Jesus Christ, to them that have obtained like precious faith with us through the righteousness of God and our Savior Jesus Christ, grace and peace be multiplied unto you through the knowledge of God and of Jesus our Lord, according as his divine power hath given unto us all things that pertain unto life and godliness, through the knowledge of him that hath called us to glory and virtue, whereby are given unto us exceeding great and precious promises, that by these ye might be partakers of the divine nature, having escaped the corruption that is in the world through lust. And beside this, giving all diligence, add to your faith virtue, and to virtue knowledge, and to knowledge temperance, and to temperance patience, and to patience godliness, and to godliness brotherly kindness, and to brotherly kindness charity. For if these things be in you and abound, they make you that ye shall neither be barren nor unfruitful in the knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. But he that lacketh these things is blind and cannot see afar off, and hath forgotten that he was purged from his old sins. Wherefore the rather, brethren, give diligence to make your calling and election sure, for if ye do these things, ye shall never fall. And then in 1 Thessalonians chapter 1, starting at verse 2, it says, we give thanks to God always for you all, making mention of you in our prayers, remembering without ceasing your work of faith and labor of love and patience of hope in our Lord Jesus Christ in the sight of God and our Father, knowing, brethren beloved, your election of God. For our gospel came not unto you in word only, but also in power, and in the Holy Ghost, and in much assurance, as ye know what manner of men we were among you for your sake. And ye became followers of us and of the Lord, having received the word in much affliction with joy of the Holy Ghost.
Thank you very much. Father in heaven, we just thank you for this day. Father, I just pray that you'll make my voice where the people can understand it this day. I pray that you'll make a miracle in my body, that my words be exactly precise to do your work. Father, I claim victory in this day. I stand lacking, and I need your help. I need strength. I need spiritual power. And I know that you're able to do it this day. And I praise you for your goodness, for your mercy, for your everlasting love that goes on forever. How you love your children. I just praise you, dear Father. I thank you for this day. I thank you for that inheritance that fades not away. It is reserved in heaven for the child of God. Father, what a wonderful day is coming for those that by the time we spend 100 years upon this earth, we're pretty tired out. I don't even know I'll make it, but some people make 100. And Father God, it's only by your grace that but anyway, you know that our bodies, they're not made for long distance. We need that hope, that assurance. There's something better coming. And we're looking for that better day coming. And Lord, we thank you for it. It's all inspired by the power of Jesus Christ through his sacrifice nailed on that cruel cross, and how he paid a debt that he did not owe. He paid that we might be able to live righteously in this day. Thank you, Father, for all you've done. Thank you in Jesus' name. Amen. 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 There's a controversy that's taking place. Most all the churches, they work on the natural assumption that you find it all in the Word of God and you get it out. That's the way I started that myself. But the Bible plainly says, we just read it, he gives us grace that's forever. In Thessalonians there, it's very special. He says, with joy of the Holy Ghost. And the preceding chapter says, for our gospel came not in you with word only, but also in power. Power and in the Holy Ghost. With much assurance. Much assurance. That's much added to it. For your sake. It's for our sake. It's for us. Second Peter, the first chapter, talks about, according to his divine power, hath given us all things that pertaineth to godliness through the knowledge of him who has called us unto glory and virtue. When we accept Jesus Christ, we become a new creation. But it says, former things have passed away, behold, all things become new. At the time of salvation, we're all 50-50, everybody. I don't care what denomination you are, you're spiffy clean. You're a new creation. All the former things are passed away. Behold, all things become new. That's a real turnaround because, you know, you take an old car out here and you buy it new, and after a few years it gets old. But God does us that when we become salvation, he renewed a right spirit. He made us in perfection. But something happens afterwards. We all know it. Some people don't believe this, but we, that the enemy, it talks about it, he comes back to rob, to kill, to steal. He wants to work on that individual to have this wonderful joy, this wonderful peace, that they don't feel so wonderful after a couple of weeks. They feel like they're, it says in Luke, it says he works at coming to steal what these have. And God permits us because we're a tried people. We go through tests, through problems, and we got to get through those problems. It's not something that, some are not easy. And as we grow, we go through more problems. And we seek higher horizons, but still, the problems still face us. And sometimes we feel very defeated. We feel like, well, I'm just not going to make it. We almost feel like giving up. But we can't do that. We've got to keep on going. The enemy that causes this, once you accept Jesus Christ, he's going to really work on you very seriously. But there's strength through the Lord. There's strength through Jesus Christ, the one who has saved us. He is there as that one that you can speak to him. My little children, these things are writing you to sin not. If any man sin, we have an advocate with the Father, Jesus Christ righteous, who is a propitiation of our sins, not for our sins only, but for the sins of the whole world. When we start calling upon God and say, Lord, I something's happened. Lord, I was all powered up the other day and I felt good. And now I don't feel so good. The Lord says, join the club. It happens to everybody. But I want to know you've got strength. And you can grow to that place. In the 91st Psalm, you can be part of it. When you walk those times, he that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under. We've got to learn to abide under the shadow of the Almighty. That's the secret. And for a while, we don't really know what it's all about. But here in 2 Peter, whereby it's given us great and precious promises that we might be partakers of the divine nature. There's adequate help on the way if we'll just stand in there. The Lord's going to get to us. He's going to help us. But maybe for a while it feels like we're going through a valley. But just hang on, dear child. Hang on, because God will give you strength. You can be, what I like to claim, an overcomer. You start over at the beginning. But your tests get, I don't want to hurt, but I need to be aware of something. You sort of start off with not so much pressure. You get older, and growing in the Lord, they get worse. They don't get better, but the help magnifies more and more and more. The Lord made us for we in him will survive. Without him, we're defeated. And we have to learn that there's a great and precious promises that we might be partakers of whose divine nature? God's divine nature. We have to learn to apply it. And we learn through prayer. The Bible says pray without ceasing. That's a good place to start out. Read the Word of God. Study to show thyself approved unto God, a workman that needeth not to be ashamed. Rightly dividing the Word of truth. Eat this Word. That's what the Lord told me. Eat it. But read the Word. Read and study the Word of God. It's a roadmap that'll bring you to life and let you know where the hidden things are, that you're not going to be subject to someone reaches out to drop. No, the enemy comes to kill, destroy, and steal. But God has come to give you life and give you more abundant life through Jesus Christ. God's here to give you strength, help to learn being a overcomer. You know, that a mechanic, that's what he is. He overcomes the problem. That day, he's another problem to overcome. That's the same way life is. We overcome one problem, and somehow another one's come in. They just keep coming. But the Lord, the Bible says, greater is he that's in you than he that's in the world. Greater is he that's in you than he that's in the world. So God, the Lord, and I say the Lord, our Father, he'll give you greater help than what you're facing. There is no temptation taking you, but what is common man, for God is faithful. He'll not allow you to be tempted beyond which you're able to bear, and with that temptation, make a way of escape that she might be able to bear it. There is no temptation. What's common man? But God is faithful. And he will not allow you to be tempted beyond what you're able to bear. Dear child, everybody's going through it. And with that temptation, make a way of escape route. We used to have them Korea escape routes to get something happen. You go take that escape route and get out. You need a plan sometimes to get away from the serious problems. In life herself, there's some serious problems many times. But God is mindful for those whose mind is stayed upon him. Bible says he will keep in perfect peace his mind is stayed on thee because we trust in thee. Our trust has to be in, God makes it a deliberate situation that we have to trust in him to come through it. Trusting is different than faith. Faith is basically, I have a faith that I can do it. But trust is literally putting it to work. I'm going to die, I'm going to react on the faith that I have, and I'm going to do it. Trusting. Trusting is not faltering. It's not going sideways. It's looking straight ahead and saying, Lord, with you and me, we're more than conquerors. He says, we're more than conquerors through him which loves us. We're more than conquerors with him that loves us. We're more than conquerors. I can do all things through Christ which strengthens me. There's no temptation taking you but which is common to man. There's a way that seems right and a man, but the end thereof are the ways of death. In this, you might say, it's easy to get deceived. That's why we need to stay in the Word, apply ourselves in the Word, seek refuge in the Lord. God made us this way because we all go through it. Is it worth it? Yes, it's worth it. There's no joy like the joy of God. There's no strength like God's power. It gets to be fun. Even though you're going through troubles, it's something, because Bible says that we might, Colossians, the first chapter, that we might walk worthy in the Lord unto all pleasing, being fruitful in every good work. Unto all pleasing. God wants us to walk that pleases him. He knows we're being harassed by the wicked one. He knows many, many millions before have fallen. Some of them never made it. Jesus is praying for us. He prays for us. He literally prays that we'll continue in the faith. That we'll continue to seek the one that can help us. He'll even give us the Holy Spirit, the Spirit of God, to live within us for extra strength, for extra wisdom, knowledge, all the things the Spirit of God can help. These are start growing steps in the Lord. It's like when a little child, sometimes they sort of make clumsy when they walk. But so pretty soon their little feet get so they can go anywhere. And that's why we grow with the Lord. We grow with God's, what we have asked to be determined in our heart. I'm going to see victory. I'm going to see purpose. I'm going to see direction. I'm going to make God, the Lord, happy. He's going to be proud of me. I've thought about many times. I said, I want to be the best child that the Lord has. I've said that. I know I'm not, but I've tried to be. It's something to shoot for. It's something to aim for. I'm going to try to do the very best I can do for the Lord. It's not for, it's for myself. Yes, I got to survive. But the Lord makes it easy. He'll help us. He gives us great joy. Joy, that joy is so practical. The joy of the Lord is my strength. It's my peace. And we read that the first, the joy of the Holy Ghost. His joy is something beyond imagination. Joy is something, you know, when I had a stroke about 4 years ago, yesterday. But anyway, when I woke up, I was not upset. I was so happy. It had to be the Lord. I was happy. I couldn't imagine. I was literally, maybe said, well, it's your stroke. Well, no, I believe the Lord, maybe. Because I was so happy. Happy is the man whose God is the Lord. And I was exceedingly happy. I never will forget. I mean, everything, everybody said it's funny. I was really happy. And it didn't hurt. And yet I couldn't move. I wasn't worried about what was wrong. I was okay. See, the joy of the Lord can make you okay going through the most terrible problem. And so you say, well, the Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. He maketh me lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still water. He restoreth my soul. He leadeth the path of righteousness. All these, you're just saying, oh Lord, nothing, no ill shall follow me, no plague come nigh thy dwelling. Oh, thine eye shall behold and see the reward of the wicked. He shall give his angels charge over thee to keep thee in all thy ways. And thou shalt bear up the hands lest thou have even dashed thy foot against the stone. Greater is he that's in you than he that's in the world. Now unto him is able to do exceedingly abundantly all we can ask or think, according to the power that works within us. You start getting that extra strength, that vitality, but you start giving in to Satan, then you've got a problem. If you completely slack off, he's going to keep on you. Jesus is the answer to the situation. Satan, he plays hardball. Satan does. Lord loves you. In this life, there's nobody that will love you like the Lord Jesus Christ. The love of God is beyond imagination. It's beyond description. There's no way that I can say how much God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son. He stopped there. He's building a mansion and the world up there is for us. It's for us. He has great joy in his kids getting blessed. I think he likes to heal you. He wants you to praise him. I will bless the Lord. I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. We say, what's the best part of this? That's like when you take vitamins. I will bless the Lord. Those vitamins start showing. Praise God. I'm getting, the glory's coming blue. I will bless the Lord at all times. The vitamins are coming. The spiritual blessings are coming off. The spiritual muscles are coming forth. God's here to give us strength. But we need to exercise in him. Exercise his purpose. The power, the anointing, the strength, the ability to realize that God puts so much trust in you that he gives you the all strings. You get all the strength. You can pull through or you don't have to. It's up to you. We're at the helm. We're at the wheel. We're at the command post. All things are in us. And God makes, the Lord makes it where we're a vessel of praise if we want to be. But if we sit off and nothing else, pretty soon we're straddling the fence. We don't know whether in or out. We're upset. We don't know. And we're really when we get straddling the fence, we're neither in, we're neither out. And I'd say a lot of people, a lot of Christians, that's where they are. They're not in. They're just a place of confusion. And they've lost all their joy. They're not peaceful. They say they're a Christian, but they're on the fence. Get in there! God will make glory! Stay out here and the enemy's going to chew you up. He'll get you. You know, he brings sickness. He brings heart attacks. All these problems. He is the giver. He'll give you a headache, a backache, a problem for just joy. He just likes to give you troubles. That's who we face. The Lord comes, the things of God's good. But see, this is all for a season. That day, those that don't make pass through this and they say, well, it's not worth it, they're going to live with him forever and ever and ever. It's not meant for no one to live with him. It's only for the fallen angels. All the good things are going to heaven. It's going to be a blessed time. It's going to be a holy time. It's going to be a great time. It's going to be a time of rejoicing. A time of great celebration. Oh,
a day of rest. It's a day of alive in the Lord. Alive to do the will of God. What a joy unspeakable. The churches, they don't know what they're missing. They need to get alive in the Spirit of God. They need to be alive this day. They'll rejoice. You know, all week, what you saw undercover all week down. But boy, do I let my hair down. God, so glory to God. And one of these days, I'm not going to have to lay my... I can just praise the Lord and go for it. These old heart, they wouldn't know whether it's up or down. The Lord says, you just act right. Don't try to show off. I don't try to show off. But boy, it's great that the Spirit of God's here to strengthen us, to uplift us. God has the things that we need. The enemy has the things that we don't need. We don't need the enemy's junk. His junk, get it away from you. I rebuke you all the time. Get away from me, Satan. I don't want none of you. God sent you back to see a forgetfulness. We need to be direct in the Lord. We pray without ceasing. We call upon God for our need because He'll hear and answer our prayers. God's very understanding. He's opened the prayers of the saints. He's opened them that do not iniquity, that rejoice in Him. He's open there. He's wanting to you respond to Him because He will make mention. And the thing that you make mention, He's going to make it complete through Him. And life, what we're on our short journey through here, that's the verse where we should be. We take by prayer and change the elements around us. We change the effects. I used to go in the hospital. Nobody knew I went in there, but I'd go in there and visit. The Lord sent me in there. And I'd see results every time. I'd see people fall off a bridge and they was going to die. Next day they'd get out and they'd beat me home a lot of times. Almost. God's great, but I didn't go boast about it. We have nothing to boast. Our boast is in the Lord. We got a high tower, a great shepherd, the King of Kings and Lord of Glory. We got something that's worthy of praise. But it's not us. It's Him. He's the center of the conversation. He's the center of the boasting. He's the center of the activity. It's Him. Jesus Christ. The propitiation of our sins, not for sins only, but the sins of the whole world. He's here to make Himself real. And the hearts is made perfect toward Him. So call on Him, He'll answer and show us great and mighty things that we know not. We don't know nothing, but He knows everything. And that's when we start moving the Spirit. You move through Him. Now those times, if I'd have been something that says, Lord, I'm not going down to the hospital. I start reading about, if you're not going to heal. No, Lord, so you have no use you then. You got to be a yielded vessel. You just walk in like like you would say it, but excuse my English, like you're sort of stupid. Because you don't know. God knows everything. I don't know anything. But He makes you smarter than Him. He makes you look good. And that's what He wants to do in all phases, is He'll look good in Him. With the anointing, the strength, the ability to pass the caverns, the mountaintops, the deserts, wherever you are, that you have the effective power of God within you, over you, about you, through you, with a maximum output, a thrust that breaks through the mountains, that breaks through the desert, the callings of God, with the ability to yield the Spirit of God. I don't know what I said, but I know that's what the will of God. God wants us to be in maximum in Him, that we have power and the witness of God's glory upon us. That we're not just an old deadhead out here, a zombie type person. No, I'm alive in God. I'm alive in the Lord. I scare people if I get alive. But so the Lord says, you just stay real humble yourself, son. Just stay down there. They'll think you're nothing. But I know you're something. See, as long as He's concerned, Jenna, don't care. I don't care. I don't care what things people think about me. But I want Him. Oh, my son. I said, well, this touches my heart when He says that. Glory! But that's what it's all about. We start as a child. This procedure that happened today is your growth to maximum. There's no end of your growing. Come and see the glory! He has not given the spirit of fear, but of power, love, and sound mind. I'm going to cover a little bit of the spirit of fear we'll always get time. But that's what happens to most everybody. They get very fearful. If you're not where you should be with God, you get very fearful. Out there, I'm talking to some of you in all the world. The joy of the Lord is your strength. He's your power. Fear comes from God's absence. God's absence caused fear. Well, they said, don't you fear God? No, it's not if I'm where I should be. Yes, I fear if I'm not where I should be. Yes. I've heard people say, what gave you the authority to talk that way? God gave me authority. I'm generally pretty calm, but right now, Lord, give me some authority. He's your strength. He's the mobility that we need in a space of time, from the time that we birth to that time that we leave here, that the Spirit of God be a lot so alive on us, that we have a plan for man. We have a plan directed from heaven. We have a plan to motivate and improve the activity of men's hearts and lives, women too, till they come in the place of fellowship with God the Father. Fellowship with God the Father, with God the Son. Fellowship with God the Holy Ghost. Fellowship is intertwined in Him. Your whole being is entwined by God's Spirit. God wants to walk in His holiness. He's here to direct us, to move upon us as no other can. I'd like to send this message out today because I know it's good. God's here to electrify you, to satisfy you, to satisfy. People are not getting satisfied. They're eating, but they're not satisfied. The Holy Spirit can satisfy you. God can satisfy you. God can electrify you, bless you, encourage you to walk in victory. That's the Spirit of God. For all my people are far from me this day. My people are far, far from me. I say this word is not coming for this man. It's my Spirit moved upon him, and I wish this to do to others, but no one is there raving to be done this. Many are, I say, my coming is soon. Where are my people? Where are they? I say, I'm pleading with my people. I say, this nation is in serious problems. This nation is about to stay and be in disaster. My people, you need to seek the Lord thy God, for I am your help. I'm your strength. Call upon me, and I'll help thee in this last hour. Seek me, and ye shall surely find me. Ask of me, and I'll bless thee. Search for me, and I'll be with thee every step of the way. For I call thee my ones to walk in wholeness, that saith the Spirit of God. Father God, thank you, Lord, for your word. Lord, I thank you for what you spoke today. It's mighty, I know. Satan, you just get away. You get out of this county. You get out of get out in the name of Jesus. I pray that the power of God will hiss you out of this place. We don't want you. We want divine help. We want divine strength. We want divine power sent from heaven shore. Father, we thank you in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. And amen. 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 God bless.
Brother Freedom's eyes get so bright when the Holy Ghost gets on him. You can't see his eyes, but we get to see his eyes, and it's wonderful what God does. This was from heaven. Boy, I feel touched. Thank you for joining us, and God bless you. Amen.